Coming up on the next Random Elf's Party Line, important information you don't want to miss on how saggy boobs can affect your height. Also, how do you break a blow-up doll, a sex doll, especially when you've married it? Shouldn't you be a little more gentle? That's next. Oh, God. Oh, shit.
What did walk in on?
Oh, oh, Mel. I'm so embarrassed.
Yes.
Oh, God. I've got a TENS unit attached. Sorry.
You have it attached where?
Sorry. I've got it attached to my back, my shoulder and my back because I'm having some pain, but maybe I need to get you to explain to people what it's, because I didn't know what this was until I went to a chiropractor months ago. It's a TENS. That's why you say TENS unit. Go ahead and tell them why I'm in such, oh God, that feels good. Oh shit.
Well, you have this wonderful electricity going into your nerves and your muscles to relieve that tension.
Mm-hmm. And how does that work? Because I really don't understand it so fully. Explain to everybody how it works. I don't know.
TENS unit stands for transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
Okay, and what does that mean in layman's terms?
It sends electrical impulses that flood the nervous system, and it transmits to the pain signals of the spinal cord in the brain.
So to the average person that's might be skeptical about this, which I definitely was before I went to my first chiropractor, how can you ease somebody's mind and explain to them it sounds like it could be kind of crazy, but how do you ease somebody's mind into doing this and what are the benefits?
Well, the big benefit is that you're not taking a pharmaceutical. You can achieve, instead of popping a pain pill or muscle relaxer, you can use this TENS unit that is so much safer. The only thing that you could do to hurt yourself is turn it up too high, because you don't want a whole lot of electricity going into your nervous system. You know, there's a fine line you have to draw. That's why they tell you, you know, most people will tell you don't overdo it. And they have you keep it on. If you're at a chiropractor's office or physical therapy, they'll tell you 10 minutes, 11 minutes. There's too much of a good thing is not good.
No, yeah, that's true. But, and when you told me where to strap this thing, I would not recommend placing it on the nutsack. I think or the clitoris for you women out there.
Let's no, you don't. You don't want to put it on your face.
But think about it. Sorry, that sounded like Burt Reynolds. That was really good smoke. That was a good Smokey and the Bandit laugh there. Get off, and I love to get off every now and then. But this TENS unit is not the way to get off, people. No, it's not. It's not something that you use to achieve an orgasmic effect, because it will basically rack you in the balls and make you feel like somebody has kicked you in the balls. So no, I would not recommend strapping it to the nuts, but it feels really good on the back.
Unfortunately, at this point in the conversation, Mel and I lost contact and don't know exactly what happened, but she went off into space somewhere. So I called her back, and this time we needed a little backup. You'll see what I mean.
Uh-oh, which bitches are here now?
This is
Hello.
Oh, okay. Woohoo!
Hi, kid.
Party.
Right here. Party's here.
Oh no! You know the party's here because you know who else is here. Does anybody recognize this voice?
Our favorite guest.
Come on. sing for us. Give us a bar or two.
Oh my God! That talk about putting somebody on the spot.
Right?
Oh my God! Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, 100%.
Boom.
Yeah, let's get all of our cliches out of the way. What are yeah. Mel's boom. Boom. Tara's is
absolutely 100%. Yes.
Yes. How about Mel's got how about? How about they told me this? And how about I said no? So here we are, folks. We're back together for our second. This is actually the second podcast for the second season, and we wanted to have Tara on the first one, but Tara is a very busy girl because she is people love her, as you know if you've listened to any of our last season, and she's totally up the game in our podcast, and we know that when we have her on, we got to do something special. So we finally got her on, and we feel like wow, we love Tara. We love her so much. Mel, go tell them about it.
How much we love Tara?
Yeah.
She's special. She's our sweet little pumpkin pie.
That's a good name. I yeah. Like if,
you know, when I see you for the first time and I get to hug you, I'm just going to wrap my arms around you and I'm going to say, I love you, my sweet little pumpkin pie.
Oh, and you're gonna have to bend over 5 foot tall. So
she's a short little bag of dynamite.
How about this, guys? And this is crazy. I used to be 5'7", right?
You used to be.
I used to be five foot seven.
Used to be.
After a certain amount of
my spine is shrinking. I am.
Oh, don't bring the mood down. Don't.
No,
bring the
it's
mood
not
down.
Supposed to be said. I'm 5'3", so I won't have to bend over so far now, honey.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that's four inches.
Well, I'm 6 foot, wow. But I'm shrinking too. So
I think my boobs are just shoving me down into the ground.
Your boobs are. your boobs are weighing you down because you know that you were talking about before those things start. They don't get muscle, but the fat weighs more than muscle, right? No, wait, muscle weighs more than fat.
Well, there's a lot of skin.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, look at Tara already. She's going, oh, my God, where is this going?
Well, I just have this picture in my head now. It's wonderful.
You know, that's the best thing I think about not having boobies, although I'm a man and I don't have no boobies. But I've always thought if I were a girl, I would want to be the chick with the little teeny tiny boobies because
thank gravity, you
yeah because gravity pulls on that and the little yeah and that's oh, gonna yeah. hurt your back and
that's so me that's me. I'm an A cup. I was a C cup when I was pregnant, so ooh. That was amazing, but they were uncomfortable and full of milk. I mean, it's just not the same thing.
So I wear a 40G.
What?
Oh my God! I wear a 34A. I didn't even know they went up to G.
G? Nobody. You're making that shit up. You're making that shit up. Nobody has a G.
I promise you. Really.
And there's a lot of guys.
Do you have to special order your bra? Where do
I get them from? A company called Woman Within. And you can't. I cannot shop at Victoria's Secret. At you know most of your even Macy's. You have to go to the specialty store.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm just standing by listening to this going, really?
Yeah. So, you know, when I tell you that they're bothersome, I'm not lying.
I don't want no boobies. I don't want no boobies. You've already convinced me already.
No, I've heard that, I mean, it can be really hard on your back.
It's horrible.
Yes. That's what I've heard.
You know,
yeah,
And when I, so when I tell you my neck hurts and my shoulders hurt, if somebody could just, Randy, will you just walk behind me and hold them suckers up?
I don't think that, I think that, you know what, I haven't been working out in months, so I don't know if I'm up to the task.
I bet that's what they did way back in the old days when there weren't bras yet. They had somebody to hold them up while you walked around.
Yes. That was the Planet Fitness. That was the Planet Fitness for back then.
Right.
Victorian era plenty. I can't even talk.
You hold her titties up. You got hold her titties up and you got a really good workout going there, buddy. You did it for the day.
It's caused some problems, but hey.
But you know
I'm good.
But you could have been in Jugs magazine.
Oh.
You could have. You still could be.
The over 60 crowd. You should do it. No.
You should do it. No.
No, I'm all for it. I think you should do it. I think you should too. Show them suckers off.
That would fund our trip.
Oh, yeah. We got one of many trips. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to prostitute you out to fund our trips.
Well, I said I'm your bitch, so go for it.
Oh my god. And look, folks, rewind that back. You heard that. That was from Melinda. She said, "I'm your bitch." That is not usually her type of speech, but we know how to corrupt her in the right way.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't even had a martini.
Not yet. Oh, did you see my filthy martinis online the other day?
They were gorgeous.
I was so proud of you.
Oh my God, they were so good. And you couldn't even see through them. They were like
water. You had dirty, filthy martinis.
That's a filthy martini.
They were. Look, between me and my friend Brittany, we went through three entire jars of olive juice. Oh God, the next day we were both like, oh, that was a bad idea.
You were dried out after that. Sodium.
Oh my God.
It will make.
I ordered my own.
Go ahead.
So tell us, what did you think of your first dirty martini? How did you go online to read the recipe, or did you just kind of judge on what you thought it should be?
Well, I did. Well, Mel gave me a recipe and I went online. I've had them before, but I didn't love them, but they weren't dirty enough. That's the thing. I like them
exactly. Really dirty, girl. That's the way to go.
Yeah. So I got some Tito's vodka and some dry vermouth because the sweet has carbs and we were trying to avoid that. And tons of olive juice. I mean, like, you couldn't even see through it. And we got some moonshine pickles and threw the pickles in there.
Yes.
They were amazing.
Yes.
Like moonshine pickles.
Oh my God. Both of our husbands went predator hunting that night. And when they came home, we were in the living room singing with the speakers were on volume 80. And they were like,
"You're
what
blowing
the
our
fuck?"
speakers.
We were like, oh, that's what he said. My husband was what are you doing? I was like, why?
Yeah,
I can't
blow
hear
speakers.
You.
That's not cool.
No, but I didn't.
I thought you were going to say we were all there spread eagle, ready to go.
No, the kids were actually here, so no. They were in the other room.
Otherwise, that's a perfect opportunity from a dirty martini to get you some dirty sex. The topic at hand. There's been some news.
Oh,
there was
God,
something
okay.
I heard in the news a week ago. It's kind of old news now, but there was this guy who married his sex doll. They actually did have a ceremony, and I didn't get to see it. I think there's a video of it and everything. I'm going to let you guys talk about it. His name was Yuri. Where is he from? Is it Ukraine?
He's from Kazakhstan.
Where is that?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be right around there somewhere. Russia?
Yeah. I was afraid to click on the link for the video because it was all
yeah,
in.
Yeah, no, click on links.
I click on. No, but I saw the story.
Okay.
And the pictures.
And from what I understand, we almost weren't going to talk about this because I tried to become friends with Yuri. I went on TikTok and everything. And we actually had a couple of exchanges back and forth. He did. He's a real person. He did. He's not so big of a star that he felt he shouldn't respond to me. So he did. And I was telling him, like, you would be so famous if you got on TikTok and you really put everything out there. You would be amazing. And he said, I'm thinking my best Yuri accent. Well, I did, but you know, the TikToker, they're very restrictive in what they will let you put on. And I'm thinking,
hey, that was pretty good.
I think, yeah. But that's, I'm thinking, good. Yuri, yeah. No, Instagram and Facebook are much more restrictive. So if you can get what he gets away with a lot on Instagram, we should.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, we should, because he actually is more provocative, I think, on Instagram than he is on his TikTok feed. But he was kind enough to respond to me and say, oh, well, thank you. And, you know, that kind of stuff. But I thought, no, that's not good enough. We're still going to talk about you on this podcast because you didn't give me what I wanted. you're going down, Yuri. You broke your sex doll. So
well, apparently anybody... he's been going down a lot because she had to go to the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he said she's in the hospital.
In the hospital.
He called it in the hospital. Okay, she's in the hospital.
Okay, so let's figure out, does anybody know how they met?
I didn't come up with any information on that.
Does any...
I did read that, but I don't remember where I saw it. He saw her, something about in a nightclub. I don't even know if that's real or not, but that's what he said. That he, yes. Okay. So somebody had her there, maybe, or he's just full of shit. Yeah, I don't know, but that's, yeah, that's what I saw, and that he fell in love instantly, and I don't know the whole thing. There was a movie about this with Ryan Gosling called Lars and the Real Girl, where he had a girlfriend that was a blow up doll. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
So
but
how long ago was that movie? I didn't know that. How long ago was the movie? Dude?
It's it came out after The Notebook, so within the past 10 years.
So Yuri
or so,
could
maybe?
Have totally stolen you, this idea from that movie. So what we're going to do, folks, I'm going to tell you what's happened so far.
I know.
So far we know we're talking about Yuri. We don't know what his last name is. He's from another country. He married a sex male. Comment down there. Comment. I know that's you, Mel, with the Mel has got the outside noises going on. I'm calling her out on it. Okay, she's gotten real quiet.
What?
Okay, be quiet. Be still, Mel. Be still. Be still, my beating heart. Okay, so
I just bent over. It was my boobs. I'm telling you.
You can't control those boobs.
You can't control
so
them.
So Yuri, he married a sex doll. He actually had a ceremony. You can see it online. You can look up the video where they got married. And evidently what happened, I don't know how long they were married, but he ended up, quote unquote, breaking her at some point where she had to go into, he said, the hospital. And we don't know exactly what he broke or how it got broken. Of course, we have imaginations here. But we want to know, because the big deal was after he broke her, the reason he got famous was because they said he cheated on her while she was being repaired. So Mel and Tara, what do we know about the cheating and what did that involve? And go ahead.
Go ahead, Tara.
I only saw that it was I read that it was a silver object with the grooves, and he took a picture with himself in his underwear.
He was licking it,
and he said she wouldn't.
It wasn't like
yeah.
I don't know what he was doing, but something.
He said he wouldn't mind.
That's what he said to whoever called him out.
One of his fans, I think, said, "Well, what would Margot?" I think they were trying to be a smartass. Don't you think? That's probably they were being facetious.
Right.
They go, "Well, what would Margot think? You're licking this piece of silver here, and it doesn't even look like a pussy or anything. So, what are you getting out of it?"
Yeah, and I watched the video, and it's pretty much what you guys just described.
And so they're going to hang him out to dry for licking a piece of silver metallic something because they think he's cheating on Margot? I don't get that.
Well, he has a whole following of people that have just, you know, he's got this story and this thing that he's doing, and everybody's just running with it. Hopefully, you know, most of the people are just playing along, but what I read, I feel like some of them really believe it and they think this is actually.
Hello, let me stop it here. Yeah, let me tell you what, because in my career, I run into a lot of really stupid people. Seriously, I know you don't believe they exist, but they are out there and they're scary. And this really can happen. So, Yuri, I'm sorry.
I will tell you what else I read about him that kind of, because I was like, what kind of goofball are we reading about? But this story touched my heart.
Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
So in his country, in the, it's called Almaty, and that apparently is the capital of Kazakhstan. They were having,
you say that so well. It's like you've been there before. Have you been there?
She does.
Thank you.
You're a Russian.
Is it Russian?
It's between Russia and China. Kazakhstan.
Then you're really fucked. If you're between Russia and China, they're both communistic countries, right? Did I just say that? Sorry.
So he was attending what was supposed to be a peaceful rally in the, let's see, what was it? I don't think they said, I think it was just the gay community, trans community. And he was going there to stick up for the women, because women, when they, you know, when they come out as gay, they really are discriminated against. He said it's horrific. They're thrown into prison. They're raped. They're tortured. So he attended this rally in honor of them. He participated in this rally to stand up for the trans women in his country. And it was supposed to be a peaceful rally. He ended up, now mind you, this guy's a bodybuilder. He's a big guy. If you've seen any, you see his thighs, they're like a tree trunk.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Insane.
How about this guy got the crap beat out of him? And it, you know, he had to go get stitches. They beat him up really bad. But he said he'd do it again because he's going to stand up for these women.
I think I'm changing my mind. I think I'm falling in love with Yuri all over again.
It touched my heart. I'm like, this guy, yeah, he's got a quirky side, but don't we all?
You know what? I think he's a real sweetheart if you think about it. Because look at this. Somebody that talks about, well, I like this pain and I like this. But you know what? If he's done something like that for people, he's a good person.
Yes. He went purposely to stand up for the women.
That would be great.
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Yes. Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Come on, Tara. If anybody listened to our last season's podcast, we're actually on the best of. I know it wasn't the best of, actually, because I should have used that in the best of. I took Tara would have certain things she would say, and she would joke about it too. She would say absolutely a lot. We all find things that we all, if we look at ourselves, we find certain behaviors that we do over and over that we don't really notice, but our friends notice. And Tara would say, absolutely, 100%. Yes, yes, yes. And so she was doing, I took her yes, yes, yes out of context, and I saved the audio sample of it and I inserted it into one of the podcasts we were doing where we were talking about something, and it was very generic. She said, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, you turned me into Mad Max.
It was fabulous.
It was great.
The most creative thing I did last year on the thing. I thought this was really good.
I was dying the first time I heard it. I was like, he seriously did that. It has been a long year in so many ways. I mean, next March will be a year that we've been doing the homeschool bull fucking
shit. Call it. Wait a minute. Let's call it again. It's the homeschool what?
Bull fucking shit.
I agree with you. And
I'm working a full-time job and homeschooling a sixth grader and a second grader.
Oh, God. I can't even.
At the same time. And the teachers are amazing, and they're doing great. It's not, I'm not one of those that's like, oh, the teachers, this. They're doing everything they can in their power.
Above and beyond, yes.
It makes you really appreciate teachers, doesn't it?
It sure does. I mean, it really does. And I have a lot of friends that are teachers, so, I mean, I get it. But it does. It sucks. And I've had several friends lose their jobs because they have to take off time to help their kids because their kids are failing. Yeah. I am one of the lucky ones. We're a small business. My boss lets me just kind of, I answer the phones from home, help my kids. My son's in sixth grade, has straight A's. My daughter, second grade, she just wants to do cartwheels all day. I mean, she doesn't want to.
I'm with her. I want to go do fucking cartwheels all day.
She does. She'll do one math problem. She's like, can I take a break? She'll do cartwheels and play. Every time I'm like, Bella, I have to go to work.
Oh, Tara.
She's like, can we do it tonight?
Tara, no, you have to hang on to that daughter. That is, she is gold. The one wanting to do, she is, I want to do cartwheels like her, for real.
She is literally either going to be president of the United States one day, or the leader of the mafia. It's going to be one or the other. It's going to be really bad. And one's going to be at least acceptable.
Yeah. She'll be politically correct with one of them. Yeah.
Oh, God. She's... That could be a whole podcast all on its own. Bella, Rain, don't. No, there is never... I don't believe there's anything... That you can never be too honest. Honest is honest.
But some people, most people don't know how to handle it. Even if you, they just don't know how to. Because everybody.
Well, that's their problem.
Everybody loves. They're so used to being so fake and putting them up aside. What you see on television all the time. You're selling beauty. You're selling this life. It's not really true.
And that's a very good point. And that follows up with the admiration that we have for one another. We can let people know we're real. Look at the three of us we're so diverse.
Mm-hmm.
All three of us, our lives are so different, but we come together collectively as human beings, and we really truly care and love for one another. And
you know what, your
that's
voice
it
is
right
what,
there in a nutshell.
What's always, ever since the beginning, has kind of drawn me into this thing, Mel, because you've always been so, you've been the calm to my storm. I'm just, isn't
she?
She's
so comforting. Yes. Every time I hear her talk, I'm like, oh.
You're the white.
I love you guys too.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to hang me for that. What? The white Oprah? Yes, bitch. I said white Oprah.
If anything happens out of this podcast, let it just teach people. Put your guard down.
Be real.
Just love. Be honest. And when you find your tribe of people, just love them and just lift them up and pray for them and just be good to one another.
We all have a purpose. We do.
We do.
I love.
We really do.
I love your purpose.
I'm crazy, but I own it. I'm crazy, but I fucking own it.
That's the only way to be. Because
people that say they're not crazy, I told Mel, "What do? Mel, when somebody comes in, you go, I'm not crazy at all. What do? You run the." You run the other way as fucking fast as you can because they have no clue who they are. Mm-hmm. And they're
going to judge you. You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
And you look at what we've talked about in this hour and 10 minutes. You know, we talked about politics because Tara and I, it's not a subject that I really like to jump into. Mm-hmm. It makes me very uncomfortable. But the three of us together.
It's part of our lives right now, so we have to address it in some way. What, and if there's people that don't agree, I mean, I think we have diverse points of view, though. I mean, I think we look at everything. We're not looking at everything like fist on the table. Oh, you have to believe exactly what I believe. I don't think that. I think that's what makes America great is that people have different opinions. And as long as we can admit that and talk about it, because you can't shut the conversation down, because if you do, we're never going to go anywhere.
Nope.
So if you know, our listeners, if they learn just one thing from the three of us, is you can get together as human beings, you can have different points of view, and you can respectfully listen to other points of view and still love one another and still want the best for each other.
Oh my God.
Right.
And listen, we had her say it with that sweet, calm voice. And so even if people don't believe it, they're going to go, yes, Mel, I will follow you wherever you lead me. You are perfect. Yes, you are. So, you guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And I'm going to, I guess we'll end it. If we were in the same place hanging out, the party would still be going on.
And on that note, we bring to a close the second show of our second season. You may have noticed that Mel, towards the end of this episode, mentioned something about us discussing politics. Well, I decided what to do with that. It was a very short segment, but we all were very honest about how we felt about things that have been going on in our world over the last few years, and maybe where we're going to, and what we should look forward to or hope for in the future. But I decided just to leave that out of this podcast because most people don't listen to us for any political things, and I know that can be a very divisive issue. But I'm going to air it separately in another small show that, if you'd like to, if you're curious, want to see how we feel, it's nothing offensive, believe me. We're very cool that way, and I think you'll enjoy it. So if you want to, I'm going to air that as a second half of a show. So give it a listen. And we appreciate you and every listen, every one of you. Stay tuned for the next Rand and Mel's, almost forgot the name of the damn podcast, Rand and Mel's Party Line. We're coming back to you soon.